Hello, you're listening to a commentary track for Star Trek The Original Series, Episode 3, Where No Man Has Gone Before. This track was recorded with the Netflix version, but other releases should work fine as well. This track starts at the very beginning of the episode as it fades in on the Enterprise in space. If necessary, you can pause this track to get everything set up. And then, when you're ready, press play now. So here we are, finally getting to the second pilot, because the episodes were not aired in the order of their production.
So this is the real one. This is the real first one.
Yeah, this is the pilot that has most of the proper crew in it. You got Kirk right here. You got Spock still with his weird eyebrows and smiling.
Yellow faced him a bit.
I can't tell if that's like makeup or lighting. Nah, that's makeup.
Oh, for sure, makeup.
Why?
Yeah, it's way too yellow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit racist. That's
and he's got the fucking, like, super pointy eyebrows.
Oh.
I believe they changed his makeup after this episode because they felt it made him look too demonic.
Yeah, I think? That guy has a small head.
Small head.
That's the level of commentary
you're
getting from me today.
So the uniforms, you'll notice, are much more like the Cage's uniforms. And for some reason, Spock is wearing yellow in this one. Which I think is the only time he ever does that.
Oh, it's an air purifier. Cool. Red.
No, it's an old-style ship recorder that could be ejected when something threatened the ship. Get on your 23rd century handbook, Mumbles. Come on.
My bad.
That doesn't look like a terrible prop, actually.
I mean, unless you've never seen an air filter before.
I mean, yes.
Here we go.
And we've got the... I think this is the normal intro here. Might have been changed with the enhanced edition. I got no idea.
Are you singing?
No, I'm not. It's your turn to sing.
I didn't agree to do this last time.
I don't. Nope. Not happening. Oh, look at it go. Look at it zip around.
And it sure is a spaceship.
Zip!
I do like the touch that there's, like, some old, like, original version of the model detailing on this one, which was actually true in the episode as well. Like, if we get another exterior shot, the nacelles have little, like, antennas sticking out the front of them.
Huh.
A little bit of straw Vulcan going on, since obviously if it let him win, then that was a logical move.
She's got pants.
Pants! Lady pants! Lady with pants!
And now that's her name, unfortunately.
Lady pants.
That's it, not the earpiece they use in the rest of the series, is it?
So is Uhura not here yet?
I thought she was in this episode, but maybe not. Maybe it's just they brought in Shatner as Kirk and got rid of the cage cast.
Oh no, Sulu's here.
Okay, so Sulu is on this one as well.
Lady in Pants?
And Scotty.
They're all like blonde though. Let's see a different Lady in Pants.
So they went from pants and then I guess they made it the skirts after.
They messed up, yeah.
Because remember they had pants in the cage,
didn't they?
This has got to
be more sexy. Less demonic, more sexy. It's the American way.
So then they put Spock in a miniskirt?
Yes.
So this is Gary Mitchell, who is Kirk's longtime friend.
Is he gonna die?
I don't know. You tell. Have you ever heard of Gary Mitchell before? You tell me if he's gonna die.
Uh-oh.
Looks like he's got a giant Walkman earbud.
That's exactly what it is.
How
are
you?
Apparently humans
in
are psychic.
Wait, so people just got tested for ESP, just like no big deal?
Apparently. This is like one of those, I guess the... like,
it's like biotics.
This is the 60s. There was a time when like the military was actually taking ESP and stuff seriously.
That's unfortunate.
So I...
But it like, does remind
I
me
guess,
of...
I guess they assumed that it was gonna...
Mass Effect.
Yeah.
How Mass Effect is like, people just magically have wizard powers now. Whoops. I don't know why.
That man is way too old to be involved, though.
That's the Doctor. Bones is not in this one.
Yeah.
He needs to go.
Was that the same I don't think that's the same Doctor from the cage, actually. I think they got another old guy.
I don't think so either. Yeah. They're like, we need an old Doctor. I mean, in theory, it makes sense that the Doctor would be some old dude, like a father figure for the Captain.
Yeah.
But Bones is better.
I think it would have been interesting if it was the Doctor from the cage and he just like kind of stuck around on the ship until he was way too
old.
He's
like, they forgot to fire me. I love the stupid lamp that they use as, like, a communicator. It's just a fucking lamp.
Yeah.
Look at that dumb lamp.
So this is the force field at the edge of the galaxy.
Ah, the flat earthers are right.
We've hit the ice wall around Antarctica.
Oh no. Oh, look at these effects. Look at these sweet, sweet effects.
Would you believe if,
these were
believe
added
if
later,
I said
right?
that originally it did not look like that at all?
I was like, how did they get a hold of computer graphics back then?
They used their time traveling powers. Why is Kirk looking around? Oh, this is some really dramatic lighting. Didn't usually get this in the show.
Ah!
Also, they're blowing up their set, corpsed. So...
Oh my gosh, she keeps corpsing! Oh my god, that's hilarious. She can't stop laughing. Good for her. See? Oh my god.
That's really great.
Oh my god.
Oh man,
this
he
is
turned into a quarter there for a minute. I don't remember them ever doing like the big radio stuff like this. Like lots of people reporting in at once, which you would kind of expect to hear on the bridge regularly. That came back in like the movies.
Oh no!
Oh no, it's a still shot! He's got silver eyes!
They needed to turn the volume up there to wake people up.
How am I supposed to take this seriously if she's not taking it seriously? I get it. There were fireworks instead of actual ship damage, but come on, lady. Well, don't run into a big fucking piece of pink wool in the sky. Don't do that. That's what you get. Ah, yes.
Oh, man, they've got
the paper.
Yeah.
What do they call it in libraries? A lithograph?
Everything's a microfilm viewer.
Microfiche.
Yeah. Microfiche. Esper.
I think it's interesting, like, it's clear they hadn't developed Vulcans as having mind powers at this point, because, like,
right?
If so,
maybe
like,
he
Spock's
would lay
way
off
ahead
of
everybody here. Yeah.
Be a little less judgy, Spock. I'm glad he chilled out a little bit in the next episodes.
Yeah. This is a very green room.
It's very the
60s. Starting to question their interior design.
Music sounds a lot like the music from John Carpenter's The Thing.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I haven't actually ever seen it.
I'm curious about like sound design after Star Trek because a lot of stuff probably took keys from it, you know what I mean? Just like, oh, Star Trek did this. It's
oh, totally.
Good.
It's interesting, they got James Horner to do the score on Aliens. But they gave him like 6 weeks to do it, so he just had no time to actually do an original score and lifted a bunch of stuff from his other movies, including like there's a whole sequence when Ripley is running from the Queen that is just straight up like an entire theme from Star Trek II.
Nah.
Not quite exactly what you're talking about, but.
Still.
I think out of maybe all of the Trek series, this one did the best at making people sound like real people. Like, I'm always in love with the dialogue scenes.
Captivated by them, for sure.
Yeah.
Even though it was fucking made in the 60s, it's so captivating.
Like, the Next Generation was really rough at this.
Because you had a bunch of eggheads. You gotta have some tough guys. Oh no.
Oh no, he's got magic powers.
So, that's... earlier, that dude was talking about how Captain Kirk used to, in college, walk around with a bunch of books. He was a bookhead. And that's hard to imagine.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, no.
I feel like he'd be like, what's a book?
I mean, we joke about that, but, like, Kirk is actually characterized a lot more level-headedly in the series.
That's true. It's, like perception of who he is compared to, like, the canon of who he is. That's very fair. But I feel like he could talk his way into good grades if he wanted to, is the thing. Like,
oh,
if you're high charisma, you don't have to have high intelligence. You know what I'm saying?
And the movies kind of helped to reinforce the idea that, like, he was more of a maverick, like, him cheating on his, like, senior test.
Yeah. Well, I'd say even the actual later movies with Shatner had him just be like, hey, I'm Shatner.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of bought into the hype of the role a bit. I'm kind of missing McCoy here, though, for the medical stuff.
It's a lack of tension. Bye.
She looks familiar for some reason.
Yeah. Wow. They really just did not know how to fucking write a woman, did they?
Yeah.
Just like, professional women wouldn't freak out, but they'd still be really tender. And, not much emotion. That got it. Nailed it. First try. Like, if Bones was in that scene, he would have, like, freaked. He would have thrown a chair at him to wake him up. Bones would be like, all right, well.
Yes. He'd be really pissed.
One solution. Oh, look at these tapes. Look at these little cassettes.
Can't have compact discs in the future, let alone Wi-Fi.
Oh, man. Cool.
She's like, hell no.
Yes. Do they have like a history? Because wasn't he holding hands with the other girl not too long ago? What's happening?
I think it's more because she was also affected by the lightning bolt thingamajig.
So it just makes them like horny on main? Like, I'm very confused why they're acting like this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Creepazoid. Creepazoid.
Oh, she was on MASH.
Oh.
Margaret Houlihan.
How do you think they did this eye effect? What is it? Just contacts?
It's gotta be contacts, right?
Maybe. Is this one of those exercise rolly thingies? Did they just find stuff around the house to turn into props for fucking Star Trek?
It looks like they covered, like,
no, it looks like one of those things.
A dough roller.
In the gym. Like, in the gym where you, like.
Did they have those in the 60s?
Good point. I don't know.
Oh, this looks like a rolling pin that was covered in foil and then painted.
Oh, even better. Yeah, there you go.
It's weird that they aired this episode right after Charlie X, where exactly the same thing happens.
Yeah.
Like, right down to the dude turning into a creep towards women, and I feel like this is a better episode, though.
It's like attempt number two at the same story.
Except it's actually the first one.
That's what they are trying to erase by changing the Netflix order. Trying to cover their tracks. Why they gotta be white?
See, Spock is agreeing with my usual conclusion to each one of these episodes. Fucking space them.
That has been your recommendation for every single one of the last episodes that we've watched.
This is why I'm not captain. Because my solution is always, well, space them.
Did they get pushed back by the barrier or did they go through it? Because I thought they went through it.
I thought they
Which leads to
got
the
pushed
question,
back
like,
by it.
yeah, like if
No, they
they'd
got
gone through it, then
bounced,
how do they
but
have
they
like
hit it.
an automated station beyond it? Like,
No, I think they got
they must have been,
bounced.
yeah.
Because the universe is flat and it has a barrier, apparently.
Maroon.
Oh my God, it's just a tap on the wall.
Ah, yes. Have a fucking sink underneath the tap, you idiots.
That wasn't bad for like clearly a cup on a string. You couldn't see the string.
They might have edited it though, if they've been
That's
editing a bunch of other shit.
true.
They couldn't edit that girl corpse in though. Oh boy. Oh well.
Yeah, I read something here that apparently she was hired so that Gene Roddenberry could score with her, which
Oh
apparently
my
did
God.
not happen, and so she did not
Good.
continue to be on the show.
Wow. Wow.
That's super gross.
Super
That's
wow.
Gene Roddenberry for you.
And now I'm wondering, like, what those casting couches were like. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh no, he's got force lightning.
Oh,
Force
shit.
karate lightning.
Yet more
That's
evidence that
most
Star Wars and Star
dangerous.
Trek are in the same universe.
Kidney punch.
The patented Kirk elbow
Maybe
defeats
not.
gods.
Oh, shit. So that Kurt elbow, my dad taught that to me when I was like 5. Now I understand why. Now I remember. Oh, shit.
He knew you were gonna be the captain of a starship at some point in your life.
That's right. Spacing people for being bad.
He's knocked out, but we'll just let him stand there. Some nice matte paintings.
It looks a lot like the factory in the first new Star Trek movie that he's, like, riding his motorcycle by, do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's my new catchphrase. Oh, what about us chickens, Doctor? Is he thinking about blowing his friend up?
I think he's thinking about blowing his friend up.
Yeah! See? Me and the captain, we understand each other. I mean, it's not quite spacing. Spacing is elegant.
It really bothers me how there are the yellow uniforms and then the tan uniforms. Like, that drives me absolutely nuts.
Yeah, they got rid of those.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, they turned all the tan uniforms into red.
Just too much brown and yellowish and mustardy colors. Like, look at even this shot right here.
It's very.
It sure is the same 60s. Color as the walls and the floor.
Yeah, exactly. It's the final boss speech.
He's kind of turning into a JRPG villain.
Can't have two mages in the same place. I mean, Espers.
Nope, never mind.
Well, that didn't last long.
It's a very short cooldown on that. I wish you would just start floating, or something like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yep.
Probably wasn't in the budget.
They didn't dream hard enough.
I think they probably also worried it would have looked really, really fake.
Just gonna put this box back in here. There we go.
Has Scotty said one thing this whole episode?
Yeah, he talked about how everything was on the fritz.
Oh, that's right.
Everything started messing up.
Did Sulu say anything in this whole episode?
Yeah, he did.
No negative. He did?
Yep, he definitely did. At the table, he talked.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Spock here is holding the only instance we ever see of a phaser rifle in the original series.
Hey, look at that.
Even though
boy.
It was, like, used in a bunch of promotional material
it's like
afterwards.
Like a sniper rifle.
Oh, Oh boy, there we go.
No,
That's a
no
mistake.
protest or
What?
anything.
What? That's a bad call. Haha, just playing my Game Boy.
Yeah.
Ho ho ho.
Well, so much for that character.
Was that small? That was small head. That's why he used the cable, because he knew it was his weakness.
Small head.
Was he going to shoot him through the force field?
I guess he got more powerful since the last time.
If this was Star Wars, they'd be like, he shouldn't be able to grow his force powers this fast.
Yep.
He needs training.
Yeah, those are definitely like contacts with little holes in the pupils. Look at me, I'm just sauntering up. Oh, this is weird. Oh well.
This has turned into a cowboy movie. I gotta ride over the flatlands to catch the
Yeah.
bandits.
I don't understand why they don't just blow up the thing from space.
Right? That's what I thought they were gonna do. Don't
Although,
have
I
a
guess
man
it's
down
not
there just hanging out.
explicitly been established at this point that the Enterprise even has weapons.
I don't think it. I don't know. I think that maybe they didn't want it to at first.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, dude. But the director of this episode, and also, wait, the guy who directed this episode, is it the same guy that directed the first pilot?
Directed by James Goldstone. No.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, because he's got a real love of that tiki culture. I guess it was just hip at the time.
Yeah.
The mic was picking up the water, but only when he was talking.
What the fuck is Kirk gonna do with a fucking phaser?
It's a rifle phaser, okay? He can shoot it from a distance.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Frankly, the whole like styrofoam set that he's on looks like it's about to collapse.
Ooh. Hello.
Hi. What's up? Oh, I thought he was actually visually in the rain. I do like the whole, like, dilemma that he has in this whole episode of, like, do I kill my friend who is clearly going nuts?
Oh, man.
I believe this is the first instance of a Kirk speech.
I love
it. Hey, Kirk. So good.
Oh,
I love a good action role.
You were saying, Mumbles?
Oh, I was just saying, I love his speeches. I know that people make fun of him, but I've always been very captivated by them.
Yeah. I hadn't figured out his middle name at this point. So it's James R. Kirk.
Oh no.
Some good face acting.
Well, Kirk was never, or Shatner was never a slouch in that department. Well, that didn't do much.
Ah, just like the end of Star Wars. Star Trek did it first, folks.
This is fucking silly. Yeah.
Oh, that's obviously a stunt double.
That was a great leap.
Oh, did he
no
rip his
sound
shirt?
Effect for the leap.
He ripped his shirt!
Yes!
Whoa, that
rock was
flying.
Oh,
dang. I'd laugh if you heard like one of the lights break in the background.
Just
this is not actually a terrible action scene.
I'll take you to my grave. That was a perfectly shaped rock.
Yeah.
I love perfectly shaped rocks.
Very convenient.
Did he make it a perfectly shaped rock, though? Because he was planning on doing this to Kirk.
That's true. That's true. Maybe he picked the perfect rock.
Communicators in this episode really do look like the frosted, transparent Game Boys.
Right, the Game Boys. Oh, his little smile. Aw, shucks.
I feel like that was very bad that they just shouldn't report that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Like,
let's do the nice things.
That barrier ain't no thing. It killed a bunch of people, but it definitely did not turn half the crew into gods or anything like that.
Ooh, Spock's getting a little,
next time. Turn the lights down low. Put on your sexy slacks. It's Spock time.